This is a BiblioMotion audiobook, produced and distributed by Gildan Media in partnership with BiblioMotion. Even the Odds, Sensible Risk-Taking in Business, Investing, and Life. By Karen Firestone. Read by Karen Saltis. We hope you enjoy this program. Introduction. I'm a practitioner in the risk trade. You are too. Every day we face challenges that deal with exposure to uncertainties that range from benign to highly dangerous, from immaterial to very costly. We might nudge our car too aggressively into traffic at a busy intersection, interrupt a colleague in a meeting to make a controversial point, impulsively invest in a friend's startup against our own better judgment, or decide to eat a loaded cheeseburger and secretly delight in the fact that we weren't offered a salad rather than fries. The possible outcomes following these actions vary enormously, from a car accident and heartburn to financial debacle or a pleasant drive home, yet they illustrate the range of our daily risk-related experiences. Very often, we barely register the potential downside, and even when we should evaluate the situation carefully, our effort can be hopelessly inadequate. My day job involves constant encounters with the unpredictable. My company invests money and manages the financial welfare of clients who trust us enough to pay for our expertise in making tough investment choices for them. We make our living by successfully analyzing risk and subverting the many factors that may bring our clientele tremendous financial pain. The practical focus of this audiobook is directed toward constantly pursuing strategies of sensible risk-taking to improve the outcomes of decisions and to add real value. Other than a break to attend business school, I have spent my entire adult life in the investment business assessing risk. The stock market fascinated me from the time I was in fifth grade, when Mrs. Culhane had our class create a model portfolio that we followed and charted through the course of the year, keeping track of our gains and losses. IBM, Xerox, Kerr McGee, United Aircraft, Now Technologies, and Eastman Kodak made up that 1967 portfolio. I sold United Aircraft and bought Flying Tiger and replaced Eastman Kodak with Avon. Those were the go-go years, and we all made a killing, on paper. I suspect that Mrs. Culhane was playing the market actively herself. I attended the Commonwealth School, a private high school in Boston, where I had a substantial scholarship thanks to the largesse of the school's founder and headmaster. His name was Charles Merrill, and his father, Charles E. Merrill Sr., had co-founded Merrill.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?